You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, do you know what star sign you are?
I do.
Go on.
I am a fish person, the Pisces.
Well, Simo, I've got some bad news for you. Once you've finished being a fish, you may not be a fish anymore.
Okay.
Because NASA has announced that they think they have found a 13th zodiac sign.
I've always wanted to be something different. I don't have wings. I've got gills, but I'd love to spread my gills and escape the ocean.
Well, maybe you will. This new star sign, it's called Ophius? I probably pronounced that wrong. I've got to be honest, I don't know much about any of this sort of stuff.
Right.
And it's symbolized by a man with a snake. On the zodiac wheel, it would be in between the Sagittarius and the Scorpio.
Right.
These people born under this sign are said to have a great sense of humour, eagerness to learn, and a strong attachment to family life.
That's me.
Well, Simo, were you born between November 29th and December 17th?
Nope.
Well, then you're not one of these.
Okay, right. Well, I see myself. That's how they work, Jordan. You see yourself in them.
Yeah.
Which one are you?
Well, it's interesting you bring it up because it hasn't been officially announced yet. They're still researching it.
Was this NASA that did this, by the way? Yeah. People have been losing their minds about this.
because they're still researching, it's not confirmed yet. But if this is confirmed, it'll slot into kind of between Scorpio and Sagittarius. And then all the other dates kind of move around a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I say your star sign may not be your star sign. Yeah. You may change, which is what I would do.
Right.
If this happens, I would go from a Capricorn to a Sagittarius.
Oh, you're transitioning.
Yeah.
You're going to be handy with a bow and arrow.
Well, you clearly know a lot more about it than me because I printed off an entire list of what they are. Yeah, Sam, I tell you, I'll hand you this. Have a look. See, so that is all the new dates. Mm. This is confirmed. See if you still stay the same or you will change.
No, I'm still the same.
You're still the same.
Ugh.
I'm disappointed.
Boring.
Well, Simo, if this does happen, I will change to a Sagittarius.
Can't believe I'm still a fish.
Let me know if you think this sounds like me. You know me pretty well.
Okay, yes. Mm.
So Sagittariuses are always on a quest for knowledge. No, Simo doesn't think that's me. Okay. Sagittarius launches into many pursuits like a blazing arrow.
Nope and nope.
Chasing after geographical, intellectual, or spiritual adventures. I do like going on holiday.
Okay.
Does that count as chasing after geographical adventures, or is that just because I'm lazy?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that counts as adventure. Holidays aren't exactly like... It's not very hobbit of you. You know, you're not out there to throw the One Ring into the fiery depths of Mordor or anything like that.
Although that would be an amazing holiday.
It would be quite adventurous.
If you could actually do that.
Yeah. Book that New Zealand trip. Get that done.
I'm a bit disappointed to not be a Capricorn anymore.
So there's nothing in there about, you know, you being content and really being exceptional at putting your feet up and...
Sadly not. That's the star sign I think I need.
I find this surprising about you. Red dress right now. Simo and Jordan, 25 minutes on the way to your 10. Still a fish.
Still a fish, and I am, don't know, I'm a bit of both.
High in omega 3.
Simo and Jordan.
How good is that? It's Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
Yes, Simo, and it's time for How Good Is That? It's a segment where we have a single item that kind of divides some people. Some people love it, some people hate it. Let's try and work out how good it is. Simo, we don't know what the item is right now. We don't know what it is. We have no idea.
Not a clue.
So we're kind of going, it's always a bit nervous this time before we get into it because we don't know what it's going to be. And it really could go anywhere.
It's a tense moment.
Should we...
It's a little bit like a Mexican standoff.
Should we end the tension or just keep the tension going?
Here it is for Monday.
Scrambled eggs. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes,
no.
For sure. 100%.
You're a scrambled egg fan?
Yeah, man. Scrambled eggs. It's a good time.
I got to be honest. Like, I said no.
Yeah, why is that?
Don't get me wrong. I do like scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And if you hand me a plate of scrambled eggs on toast, I will happily eat it.
Yep.
However, I think there are better egg preparation methods.
Right, there's a superior egg technique.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can't beat a poached egg.
How do you do poached eggs? Is that
in water?
Okay, right. Is that easy?
No, that's why I always go to cafes and get it.
Okay, right, yeah.
But you can't beat a poached eggs, I reckon, is the best.
Right, but it's clearly not something that you're prepping around home.
No.
No.
Simo, you know my cooking skills. I struggle to make toast.
Hmm.
How do you expect me to do poached eggs?
So, at home, you whip out the frying pan, Jordan. What kind of... well, let's say you haven't even chosen the utensils that you're going to use,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're cooking an egg at home, how are you going about it?
Well, it has been a while since I've had a boiled egg.
Yeah. Yuck, though.
They're not bad.
Nah, they're not great,
I mean,
if I'm honest.
If you, yeah, I mean, they're not the best, but they're not bad.
Because have you ever smelt one after it's been boiled?
No.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't know, it's just something about it. It doesn't seem appetizing at all.
Okay, so that's out the window.
It's more just, that's like the gym junkie's fuel. Like, that's like rocking up to the servo if you're muscular. It's just like, what's that guy doing? Oh, yeah, he's just filling up with eggs for the protein. Gotta get the reps in.
Question for you. Have you ever had a microwaved egg?
No. I lived with a dude that used to microwave scrambled eggs, and I am surprised he's still with us.
Yeah, I've microwave scrambled eggs too. That's not great. But if you don't scramble them, if you just put them in a mug and then crack the egg into it and put it in the microwave, have you ever done that?
No.
I did that a couple of times until I realised, dead set, when you do this, so you take it out of the microwave, it's like fizzing or sizzling, and then you grab a fork, stick that into it, and the yolk explodes.
Okay.
Like, dead set, it makes a huge bang, and, like, egg goes flying all around the kitchen. I swear I'm not making... I got the shock of my life when I was making it one morning.
Right.
And just egg went flying into my face and all around the kitchen.
Well, I'm looking forward to that being the next gadget on 007 James Bond.
Explosive eggs. Well, I mean, the next movie is about 3 hours long, so they've got time to fill.
What have you got for me, Q? Well, sir, this here is an egg. Yes, I can see that, Q.
Wonderful source of protein. No, you don't eat it. It explodes.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Your father. You ever noticed that you didn't realise what their hobbies were when you were younger?
No.
Like, later in life, you always wonder what Dad did spending all the time tinkering away in the shed.
No, my dad's not.
Not like that?
No. Nah.
What does he do what are his hobbies, by the way?
Drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A couple of beverages, that's not a hobby. Unless he's, like, doing Yelp reviews at the same time.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, this one carries a rather plentiful palate. That's VB, mate. What are you doing?
Still, it has a plentiful palate.
Well, my dad, he enjoys doing different bits and pieces, which I didn't realise in my young years. Like, oh, you know, I walked into his shed relatively recently, and I was like, oh, Dad, like, what the heck? You've been collecting stamps and coins and what are you doing?
Yeah, that is a typical dad thing to do.
Yeah, it's like, when did you start this? And it's like, oh, you were about 6.
So prime when he should be looking after you.
Yeah.
And, you know, helping you grow into the world. And he's like, I think I should start collecting stamps.
But there's some weird hobbies that they can get into, like the magnet fishing. Have you heard about this as well?
No,
like,
what's magnet fishing?
Like going fishing with magnets. And pulling
to
random,
catch fish.
No, pulling random metal objects out of the ocean.
Oh, I see. So things that are in the ocean.
Yeah.
You need a pretty strong magnet.
People love it.
Yeah, fair. I mean, if it's your hobby, go crazy.
When dads get passionate about a hobby...
Oh, yeah, there's no stopping them.
Exactly. And they're normally very odd. This time, a guy has... his hobby involves metal detecting.
Okay.
Around his neighbourhood. I think he's 53 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And... he has uncovered a witch bottle, which has included in it hair and teeth inside it, and he's since been urged to put it back by social media users.
Okay, there's quite a lot to unpack there. So this guy was going metal detecting and found a witch bottle. What's that?
He's referred to as a relic hunter. So he's someone who goes metal detecting. He's like looking for, you know, different knickknacks and scraps. He's probably one of those dads that sits down and watches, what is that, American Pickers?
Oh, yeah. to be fair, that is a good show.
This I bought from a local junker for like $30, but I'm going to sell it for $100.
I love that show. It's like, oh, so I made $70 profit. It's like, no, mate, you haven't actually sold it yet. You just think you're going to sell it. That doesn't count as making profit.
And if I can't sell it, it's going to look great in the shop.
And then I'm going to have to buy a new shop for all the other stuff that I can't sell.
Yeah, so I figure he was watching these kind of programs. His name is Shane, which is also the same as my dad's name, FYI.
Is this your dad?
I don't know.
It could be. Your phone went off before. Maybe that's your dad saying, stop talking about me.
52-year-old. So he's a bit younger than my old man.
Maybe dad's lying about his age as well.
Wouldn't be surprised. The other week, right, him and mum are in the kitchen, and he's like, oh, I'm feeling old, feeling this 61st birthday is really starting to take its toll. And then mum shouts out from the other end of the house, Shane, you're 59. So time goes by, so you need the hobbies later in life. But this guy, he has found, a witch bottle, including hair and teeth inside.
Well, what is a witch bottle?
I don't know, including urine as well and some beetles and stuff. So
is this an actual witch decided to urinate and put beetles in a drink bottle? Is that what it is?
Well, apparently they reckon it's been buried there since the mid-1800s. So
when witches roamed the earth. There was the dinosaurs, then we had witches, then humans.
So what do you do? What are you doing if that's in your hot little hands?
Well, see, if I found a bottle with urine in it, it wouldn't be in my hot little hands.
Yeah.
It would be in the bin.
Right. And then you'd be like, Dad, we need to talk about your hobbies. We just need to just quickly decide. Maybe darts, maybe.
Simo and Jordan.
And peace of mind, it's something we all like to have.
Yes, I agree.
So what about when you leave the house? Do you ever worry about leaving appliances on?
Look, I wasn't worried until you just mentioned that.
But is this something that happens to you? Like, when you leave, do you ever, like, do the cycle of through the thoughts of, like, all right, have I left the oven's not on? No, stove, good. All right, nah, I don't use the iron, so.
Yeah, I didn't use the iron this morning or ever, so it would be a surprise if that's. I don't even know if I have an iron now I think about it.
Now you're really scaling out of control.
My mum would be so angry.
But so is that something that you sometimes might be late to a dinner date or something like, oh, I can't go, I just got to go back and check?
I always check that I lock the door.
Right.
Sometimes you kind of get, sometimes you get up the footpath and then you're like, did I lock it? I think I did. Let's just go back and check.
Yeah.
Other than that, not really.
Okay, so as long as the house is locked when it burns down.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Actually, I don't think I should be saying that, but still.
So there has been a bit of a life hack, if you like, going on with how to kind of beat those doubts that crawl into your mind when you're driving to your next kind of event, whether it be dinner or lunch and you're leaving the house.
Hang on. Driving to your next event. Is this something that you do on your days off? I'm driving to my next lunch event.
It's in my diary. Lunch event with Jordan. Gotta go. Oh, did I leave? I had this.
Did I leave the oven on? I was making lunch at home and I've driven to a lunch event.
I actually had this happen, was it yesterday? Put the dishwasher on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, am I going to come back to a flooded house?
Yeah, the dishwasher's fine. I think that's on now at my house.
Because have you seen that there's different little tablets that you can use in the dishwasher?
Such riveting radio.
Yeah, but have you?
Yes.
I didn't realise, though, there's the liquid ones.
Yeah.
And the packaging, like,
like melts away in the water.
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
I had no clue. Yesterday I like knifed it open and then like you spread it all through the dishwasher.
I spread it all through the dishwasher?
In its little hole that it has to go in.
Do you know how to just get the tablet out of the packet and then just put it in the dishwasher?
No. So I was like, I don't know if this is right. We'll try this. We'll put it in there. That's fine. And then I left the house and I put the cycle on. I was like, oh, hope I'm not going to come back to a foamy kitchen.
Simo, I think you should just stick to hand washing your dishes. I'm not going to lie.
So what I could have done, right? Although I'm not sure if it would have helped me in my particular issue.
Yeah, do it anyway.
But if you have those creeping doubts about whether your iron, your stove or your oven is left on, take a photo before you leave.
Okay.
Because you do those things anyway. You turn the toasters off, you make sure all the things are, just take photos as you go, photo evidence. And then when you arrive at your destination, you're so sketched out and stressed by the fact that you might have left something on. You can just go through your camera roll and be like, oh, look, nope, turn that off.
Okay, I've got a couple of little queries I want to bring up.
Yep.
What happens if you want to say, oh, yeah, I saw this beautiful sunset the other day. I took a photo. I'll show you. Oh, hang on, just got to scroll through. There's my oven. There's my iron. There's my oven again. There's my iron. There's my dishwasher. Sorry, I'll be with you in a moment. There's my oven and so on. You've just got 1,000 pictures of your oven.
That is true.
Number two, what if you get to the place where you want to go and you kind of go, oh, I'll just refresh myself. I'll make sure the oven's not on. You look at the photo and then you see the switch is switched to 200 and it's like, ah!
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we've touched on this show before that you, in a past life, worked as a bartender.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a damn good one.
Before getting into this, I worked at a technical term is an usher at a cinema.
Oh, really?
At least that's what I put on my tax return.
Did you? Yeah. Interesting. So did you wear all black?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Did you have a little torch?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
I know.
Did you get to keep it? Little torch.
I don't know if I got to keep it, but I did.
Nice.
So that's what I was doing when I was growing up in state. I was kind of the person that would sell you like popcorn and drinks and that sort of stuff.
Right on.
And guide you to your seat if you were late.
Yeah, you worked in a cinema where there was beverages as well.
Yeah, alcohol too. Well, I had to kick some people out. That was a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah. But Simo, during your time as a bartender, did you ever serve anyone who was famous?
John Cleese.
Like the Monty Python.
Yeah, Python dude. John Cleese came through. Who else? Oh, we had the Adelaide United soccer team come through. Mm. Adelaide Crows. So, like, familiar with any of those codes?
We should say this bar that Simo worked in was in South Australia.
Yeah.
That's why all these Adelaide-based sports teams were there.
It was a German bar in South Australia. So make of that what you will. Who else?
What did John Cleese order? Can I ask that, or is it called confidential?
What did he order? I think it was a stout.
Yeah, that would be what, yeah, John Cleese, that would be what he would drink.
The athletes weren't on the beers, they were on, what were they on? No, they were, funnily enough.
So that's why they lost their next game.
The Spanish contingent of that particular team were indulging in big beers that day.
Simo, when I was working in the cinema, I had a couple of famous people come through as well. I think you've beaten me on the famousometer.
All right.
But I had the Blue Wiggle.
Nice.
Came in and saw
Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
Wicked.
He came in and bought two tickets to the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Did he throw you a couple of the finger pistols?
No, I was a bit disappointed.
What?
I was a bit disappointed.
Oh, man.
Also, in the sports teams, you reminded me of this one. Because the cinema I worked at was in South Australia as well.
Right.
So I once served the Adelaide Crows football coach. Like 2 days after he had got sacked as being their coach.
Oh, that's awkward.
I know.
Was he seeing a romantic comedy?
I can't remember.
What's the film?
I can't remember what he's doing. But you know when you're working those jobs, you just get into saying the same thing.
He was in there watching The Notebook by himself.
But you know, you just kind of get into saying the same thing when you greet customers. So I go, hi, how are you today? And then I kind of did that. And halfway through, I realized what I was saying and who I was speaking to. It's like, hi, how are you? Oh, you just got sacked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
G'day, g'day. One ticket to The Notebook.
Well, some of the reason to bring up all these celebrities is because a girl is going viral on TikTok.
Ooh.
Because she works at a very fancy A-list restaurant in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And she's going through ranking all of the celebrities who she has met who have come into this restaurant kind of from best to worst. Because some celebs can be tools, let's face it.
Yeah.
Amongst the worst... she's ranked... Actually, we'll go amongst the best first.
Go for it.
Amongst the best, yep. She's ranked Beyonce and Nick Jonas.
Okay.
Were two of the nicest.
Jeez, Beyonce gets a lot of good credit, doesn't she?
Jay-Z as well, who was with Beyonce. So they're the nicest.
Yep.
The worst, Hailey Bieber's got a bit of a...
rep.
Bad mention in this. But the worst overall, Simo, has to be this.
So next up, we have Kendall Jenner. This is another one where I unfortunately did not have the best experience with them. She used to come in all the time and was pretty cold towards staff. She also usually has someone speak for her and doesn't speak directly to staff. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she's just shy. From my experiences with her, I have to give her like a 4 out of 10.
Ooh, harsh.
Kendall Jenner is the worst and doesn't speak to people, has people speaking for her.
I feel like they are... I feel like they're getting marked harshly because they've got RBS.
What's RBS?
Arresting bitch face syndrome. So you look at them and they just look angry. Same with Emily Ratajkowski and who was the other one that you said ranked low?
Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber as well. She kind of got that steely glare, but it's probably quite a nice person.
Well, I mean, you can have RBS or whatever you called it.
Arresting bitch face syndrome.
RBF.
Syndrome S. So
RBS.
It's a hyphen, so you just don't worry about the F.
So it's saying RBFS.
If you want to go.
Yeah, that just gets confusing.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you can have that and that's fine. But when you've got other people that speak for you, and I think she said that maybe Kendall Jenner was shy. Kendall Jenner doesn't strike me as a shy kind of person.
Well, the lower extremities aren't shy. So,
certainly. So maybe, I don't know. Well, did John Cleese have resting bitch face?
No, but I do think that it definitely exists. He's a scary guy, John Cleese. Also, it's worth mentioning, Australian squash player was... he was a local celebrity. He won a gold medal and he was in there like at least 3-4 times a week.
Does squash, do they give like gold medals for squash?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to start taking up squash.
Yeah. So Chris Dittmar was in the front bar absolutely every second day.
Now that's a sport I can get behind, being a professional squash player and drinking 3 times a week.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.